welcome to the Trev and Ben podcast. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
How's things? All good?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, it's been a weird old week, isn't it?
Has it?
It's been an interesting week. A couple of things that have really struck me this week.
Go on.
One of them was Donald Trump wearing his mask. Did you see that?
I think I did see him wearing a mask.
I mean, if a man needed to look any more sinister, all I could hear was Darth Vader's music.
Yeah.
Playing in my head when I saw it. It was him and his entourage. And I thought, God, he is like Darth Vader. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. I've seen our end. Boris has been visiting paramedics with his mask on.
He has been. Yes, he's been wearing his mask. And, of course, they're now looking at making masks compulsory in shops and things, that sort of
yes.
thing. So I've just been having a conversation with my brother today, because he's got to get a mask because he's going on a ferry and you have to wear a mask on the ferry.
Do you?
Yeah. Only to the Isle of Wight, but even so, they're insistent that you wear. I think it's fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's looking at masks, and he showed me the one he wants to get. And the thing about it, I said this a few weeks ago, how masks have become a fashion accessory.
Yeah.
So the one he's looking at, available on Amazon, I think it's called the Tribal Mask.
Right.
And it's got like this pattern on it. And the fear I've got is that this is some sort of gang mask.
Right.
And he could find himself, you know, on the wrong side of town.
Yeah, if he wanders into the wrong postcode in Croydon.
Yeah, the wrong face mask code or whatever they call it. So I've said to him, just get a plain one. Just go for a plain one. Don't get any patterns on it.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to be wandering around pissing people off and not knowing.
Well, no, this is the thing, isn't it? So I don't know if he's going to go for that one or not. But then I started looking up, I think I told you a few weeks ago, Timmy Mallett's been designing them. But, I mean, you get some weird ones now. And everyone's cashing in. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not sure if the football clubs are doing official face masks, but a mate of mine's bought another friend who's a Liverpool supporter a Liverpool face mask.
Oh, right.
And I was looking up Arsenal ones earlier, not to buy. I was just interested to see where they do them. And there's a few Arsenal ones available. You think, wow, that's so quickly these have become a thing to be designed, not just a health sort of necessity, they're now a fashion accessory, a must-have item.
And also, you can probably bet your last pound that not all the profit's going to the NHS for that.
No, probably not.
I don't remember if I told you this last week or not, but my dad was telling me he's seen a company that do face masks, and they actually take a photograph of you and they print the lower half of your face onto the face mask.
Wow.
So it's so it doesn't scare kids and stuff.
It still sounds quite creepy. Because
yeah, and of course it would make everyone look like ventriloquist dummies, because then
yes.
everyone's talking but you can't see the lips move.
Yeah, so that would be even more terrifying for children than you just having another sort of mask on.
Man. I think so.
I even heard this week about these ones that have built-in sort of valves, so that you, if you're doing exercise or cycling, it's easier so you don't sort of lose your breath than that. It's easier for breath control.
Oh, like a filter?
But they might, yeah, well, it's like a valve. So when you breathe in, the valve shuts so you don't breathe the shit in. But when you breathe out, it opens. So it's not that great for everyone else, because what you exhale just seems to go out. So
right.
I think they've now been banned in America. So this is the thing, like within weeks, we've gone from let's design these things to now let's start banning some of them because we haven't made them correctly. It's mental.
It's ludicrous. And you know that they should have by now at least said, right, you wear them in the shops or you don't. But they're going to dither. They're going to confuse everybody. And then when we're all making mistakes and getting it wrong, they can say, well, you should have followed your common sense.
Well, no, this is the thing. This is basically what's going on, right? If you want my quick overview of what's happening in the UK right now, here we go.
Okay.
Right? So what's happening is they've realised they've got to get the economy going, right? We're in the shit. Yeah, people are going to be losing jobs left, right and centre. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
Big companies are going to go to the wall. So they're going to say, fuck, we've got to get the economy going. People getting pissed off. And that was mainly, I think, down to Dominic Cummings breaking it. So everyone thought, well, what the fuck can't we?
Right, exactly.
So partly his fault. So now they've basically gone, well, just sort of, just go back to whatever you were doing before. Remember to sort of social distance. And then when it all goes tits up, they go, where's your fault? I mean, Boris has already started blaming fucking care homes. Sunday, applaud them. Monday, blame them. Tuesday, take their free parking away. I mean, yeah, thanks, guys. We're just going to make sure you have to pay for your parking from now on.
I think the next sort of Downing Street update we're going to get, he's just going to walk out and go, oh, will you leave me alone? Just do what you want. I'll come back and blame you in a month.
Well, he will. That's why he'll come back and go, well, it's your fault. All your fault. Unbelievable. The other weird thing that happened this week, though, but I think a positive thing, a scheduled event for 2020 went ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
Flying Ant Day.
Okay.
I mean, when I say scheduled, I'm not sure it's the same day every year. But, you know, it's an event, an annual event that went ahead. You know what
it's
I mean
start.
By Flying Ant Day, right?
I don't really.
You don't know?
Flying Ant glad to hear it went ahead.
Yeah, when all the flying ants come out. Have you not had that in East Grinstead yet?
I didn't know we waited for a specific day and then alert the ants and then they all come out and fly around.
No, you don't alert the ants. They're the ones, they're in control of Flying Ant Day. They make the decision.
Right, so we don't actually set the day on the calendar.
Well, no. But I think, you know, scientists, probably, is it etymologists or entomologists? I never remember.
Etymology is the study of words.
Right, so it's entomology. Is that study of insects?
I think so, right. Sounds right.
So I bet entomologists, they could probably mark it on their calendar. They could probably, but, you know, most of us, we couldn't. But you could take a damn good guess, right? So it's basically the day when the flying ants get randy.
Okay, I like the idea that Flying Ant Day isn't determined by human beings and they can't sort of make money out of it. The ants decide.
Yeah.
And when you see, you don't know it's Flying Ant Day until it's too late.
Well, that's it. Until they're all over the fucking place.
Yeah, I like holidays that just sort of take you by surprise. It'd be like waking up tomorrow and finding out.
It's not a holiday.
I want it to be a public holiday. like waking up tomorrow and finding out it's Christmas.
Why haven't we designated Flying Ant Day a holiday? Because most people don't like to be outside on Flying Ant Day because there's fucking thousands of them flying in your face. I don't know what they look for in a partner, but let's say a few male or female flying ants fancy you and they're suddenly all over you. You know, it's not a pleasant thing. Well, it might be. Who knows? I mean, it's never happened to me. I've never been attractive to an ant.
It does seem to be a day as well. There seems to be a sort of day period where there's like a blizzard of them.
That's it. It is only a day,
and then they're gone again.
Well, I think basically, is it the males? Probably the males. They come out, do their business, and die.
Yeah.
You know, whereas the females,
it's a good life.
It's not that good a life, really, is it? Because what if you don't get it? You know, you've been underground waiting for that day, waiting for the call, because they probably have some sort of, you know, sort of the ant equivalent of a bugle call underground, and you've been waiting there. You know, you've had your ant porn, you've used that, that's fine, you've had that, but it's not the same. And, and then that day comes, and out you go, wings spread, you got your sexy ant aftershave on and nothing, sun comes down, drop dead. Be gutted, wouldn't you?
You would be, but at least you wouldn't be gutted for long.
No, but it's basically the story of my teenage years.
Trevor, I was flicking through the news and I found a very unusual story.
Okay.
A vampire slaying kit has gone up for auction.
Blimey.
Yeah.
When you say a vampire slaying kit, so presumably that's a stake?
Well, I can tell you what's in it if you like.
Okay,
It's got a bottle of shark's teeth. I don't really know why.
I've never heard that. Have you?
No.
Like your normal stuff's like your garlic, cross and a steak, but I've never heard about shark's teeth.
Mm. They also say it contains a glass vial with unknown contents.
I don't think they should be selling that.
No?
No.
You know, I'm not like, finished yet.
You know, like if you've ever been in a situation where you've had to empty somebody's house and you've had to go through somebody's stuff, right, which I've been in this situation, and you end up going through like a first aid box or something that's years old. And you often, you know, I found like little pots of stuff Christ knows what's in them. And I wouldn't think of putting that up for auction because, you know, I've taken them to the chemist and then they dispose of them correctly. But
I mean, it could just be garlic water.
Wait, you don't know that. It could be just like water.
Well, that's the other problem as well, isn't it? When you confront the vampire,
yeah,
and you pull out the unknown glass vial, do you drink it or do you splash it on him?
You can't use it. That's one bit of the kit that's unusable. Unless you know what it is, you're going to have that scientifically tested. Because as you say, how do you use it? Do you splash it? Do you throw it? Is it holy water? It might just be holy water.
Good point.
But
good
we don't
point.
Know what's there. So I'm not happy about that. All right, what else is there?
There's more. Also inside the box is an ivory-robed wolf carrying rosary beads.
Okay, right, so hang on. An ivory-robed wolf?
Yes.
What do you mean? Like an ivory statuette of a wolf?
Yeah, it would seem that way. I don't see the point unless you're going to club it to death. But I don't think you can club a vampire to death, so...
How big is it?
It's small enough to fit into a relatively small box.
And is the rosary beads... Like, is the wolf attached to the beads, or is
I can't actually see the wolf. Right. I'm just going by the description, so you now know as much as I do.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the... Okay. Okay. What else?
There is a enamel painting that depicts the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the lid of the box.
Again,
I don't know why that, again, would do anything to a vampire.
Because it's
a nice
the resurrection,
picture of Jesus.
So there's not even a cross on there.
No, you know? I don't even think this... Hang on a minute. Does it even come with a cross?
Well, it's not a vampire slaying kit, surely.
I'm reading this, and it doesn't... Oh, there is a cross in the box next to the enamel Jesus. Sorry, in the next picture, they've removed it.
Maybe the picture's just a reassuring thing as you open the box.
Okay, right. There's also a silver-bladed pocket knife.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's...
You can't stab a vampire to death, can you?
No, you can't really, can you?
And there's also a... pocket-sized pistol and a 19th-century copy of the New Testament.
Well, I can understand.
And that's your kit.
Well, the pistol, again, you can't shoot a vampire. You could shoot a werewolf with a silver bullet. So perhaps, is this like an all-purpose mythical creature slaying kit, or is it specifically a vampire slaying kit?
It's been advertised as a vampire slaying kit, and I think... If you said, what do you need to kill a vampire? Yeah. It's the one thing that isn't in this fucking box. A stake.
Unbelievable.
A wooden stake.
Well.
Famous being the weapon of choice.
What is the point of having this box then?
I don't know.
I think this is some sort of sham. This is someone who's cleared a house. This is some bloke who's... Hello, Smith and Smith House Clearances. Yeah, we got a house, needs clearing. Yeah, no worries, I'll come round. What sort of stuff's there? I don't know, there's like ornaments and religious iconography. Yeah, no worries, mate, come round. They've gone round and they found all this shit, right? It all fits in this box that's there. You go, we could sell this. Well, I mean, what we got? Well, there's a... Well, look, I mean, it looks like the sort of shit you could sell as a vampire slaying kit. Yeah, take it down Sotheby's, stick it up for auction. And, you know, the people who sell it at auction, they don't know what you really need to kill a vampire. They might know what a Ming vase is, but they don't know what you need to kill a fucking vampire.
Obviously not, but it is going up for auction. I just wondered how much you would pay for that box, if anything.
Well, I mean, it's useless if there was a vampire that needed... dealing with. So its value in terms of usefulness is zero. There's no point in having it.
What about if you threatened the vampire that you were going to open the box and he didn't want to risk that you might have a stake in there, and therefore the box was a great deterrent?
But how many vampires have you seen throughout history on TV and stuff who are willing to have that sort of negotiation? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
It's like, sit down, mate. Look, I mean, just saying, I'm going to open this box if you persist with this whole neck-biting business.
So you're saying no, you wouldn't pay a penny?
Certainly not for its advertised... use. Absolutely
okay.
Not. From a sort of historical point of view, how old are these items? How old is this vampire slaying kit?
I don't think it actually said.
So it's not even antique?
I mean, the stuff looks quite antique-y.
Right, so there might be some value just in terms of its age and its sort of history.
It says 19th century pistol. Oh, no, a 19th century copy of the New Testament.
Well, okay, so we're talking perhaps all of this is... But 19th century, yeah, it might be worth... Let's say that I just want the stuff from a historic point of view. And obviously I haven't seen it. I don't know enough about the history of these items and the possible makers who might make it worth a lot of money. But let's say I look at it and I think, yeah, do you know what? That's a nice bit of 19th century memorabilia. 150 quid.
They're estimating it's going to go between 2 and 3,000.
Oh, fuck off. 2 and 3,000. Who's buying it?
I don't know, but someone's laughing all the way to the bank.
Wow.
So what I thought I'd do is I thought I'd Google the 10 strangest auctioned items ever.
Okay.
And I'd see, A, if you'd want them at all, and right. If you did want them, how much you'd pay for them.
Okay, just before we get to that, it might be in the list, but my favourite auction piece ever was the Banksy piece of art that then shredded itself.
I don't think that's in the list, but that was amazing.
And it didn't shred itself properly. It was meant to shred itself entirely, and the mechanism jammed or something. So it's now worth even more. I think it sold for like 12 million quid. It's now worth even more.
Isn't that annoying when even doing something like that increases the value? Banksy could have a shit and sell it.
Right, okay, so let's go through. What we got?
Okay, number one. And because we're doing 10, we probably can't linger too long on these, but a 65-year-old slice from Queen Elizabeth II's wedding cake.
Right. But wedding cake famously can survive a long time and is probably still edible. Would I want it? Probably not.
I wasn't thinking you'd actually eat it.
Well, it's probably still edible, but even if I bought it, I don't think I'd be interested. I would imagine it's going to go for, did you say the Queen? So this Queen, Queen Elizabeth II?
Yes.
So, right, so it's got that value to it. I would say that's going to go for 400 quid.
Oh, you were close, 560.
560 quid for a bit of cake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's try your number two, a violin from the Titanic.
Oh, well, that's going to be a lot of money, isn't it? I mean, it could be one of the violins that was playing as it went down, as they played Nearer My God to Thee. So, yeah, I'd want that. That's something I want. It's slightly macabre.
It is.
And that's going to be worth a lot of money. I'm going to put 3.5 grand on that.
Okay, you're a little bit short.
Oh, really?
You're going to need to dig a bit deeper than that. That sold in 2013 for £900,000.
Fucking hell, £900,000.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Now, the next one I don't think you're going to want. It's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's breath.
Not interested. I mean, this sounds like the vial in the vampires. Yeah, what is it? Like a little jar? Yeah, it's got Brad Pitt. And how are you getting both of their breaths in there? What is it in?
I'm glad you ask. It says it's in a jar. But then the article says, please don't ask us how their breath was trapped in the jar. And I can confirm this did sell.
Well, if I'm going to buy, I'm going to ask the questions. If someone says, yeah, look, this is Brangelina's breaths, but don't ask. That's sinister, so I'm going to ask the question if I'm going to buy it. But there are enough weird people out there who would want that, so I'm going to put, yeah, I don't want it, that's for sure, but I'm going to say it went for somewhere in the region of like a grand.
Much less, £340.
£340.
Yes, which the website describes as paltry.
I'd love to know what the auctioneer thought of that. When you watch Antique Hunt and that sort of show?
Yeah.
And they bring it to the auctioneer and they say, well, the blue team have bought this wooden dog. And, you know, we reckon it's early 18th century. And the guy goes, well, I mean, looking at it, it's cracked. There's no providence. And I would say it probably would get £20. Imagine they get that thing and they go, I mean, you know, I can't prove it's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. So I would say it's going to go for £10. But he's happily sold it for how much, did you say?
300 and something, wasn't it? 340?
Okay, no, they can sell some old took, can't they? Go on. Next.
What about, could I tempt you with J.D. Salinger's toilet?
Now, J.D. Salinger, he's an author, right?
Yes, Catcher famous writer.
Rye.
Yes. This was listed on eBay for $1 million.
$1 million for something that an author shat into.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sort of guessing you're not interested.
I don't. I'd like a toilet's a toilet. Do you know what I mean? It's like when they say, oh, you have to have a new one because the Queen's coming. She couldn't give a shit. She's given a shit. That's the point. But why does it have to be new? I don't know. I don't want it. And I don't believe it got $1 million.
You don't want it, and you are absolutely right. No one gave it $1 million. No one wanted it. It didn't sell. It found no takers.
Well, I mean, if it's no takers and I can get it for £20, just for novelty value, I'd say £20.
But I bet that's quite a come down if you're the seller to negotiate from $1 million to £20.
They'd have a reserve, surely. Like, they wouldn't give it for £20 if there was £1 million estimate on it. Okay.
Okay, what about another slightly macabre one, I'm afraid? Lee Harvey Oswald's wedding ring.
Fuck it, that is macabre, isn't it? Again, there's a bit of me that would think, yeah, I'd have that. Because I wonder if he was wearing it when he shot JFK. Do we know that?
Well, if you want me to answer personally, I'd say he definitely wasn't wearing it when he shot JFK because he didn't shoot JFK.
Oh, but, fucking hell.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah, okay. But do we know if he was potentially wearing it? Was this removed after his own demise?
I don't think they snatched it from him when he was still alive.
Okay.
in case he one day became really famous.
Well, I thought maybe he'd taken it off and they got it from a drawer or something when they're after. But if he'd been wearing it when he shot JFK and was shot by whoever shot him.
Jack Ruby.
Then, yeah, I'd have that. That would be a fascinating bit. And that would go for a bit of wedge. So I'm going to say that would go for $700,000.
Much less. $118,000.
$118,000. Yeah, that's probably fair.
That went to an anonymous buyer in Texas.
Of course it did.
Well, I'll tell you what. That was the first five. Why don't we do the other five a bit later on?
All right.
So, Trev, you may remember at the end of the podcast last week, I revealed that we'd had a listener get in touch with us telling us that the Akinator was very good at detecting sex toys.
Yes.
And
you were a little bit skeptical about this, yeah.
I was, but I've just opened up the app now and I have found a little subpage where you can set the theme. It isn't just people or characters that it will determine.
Okay.
It can do characters, objects, movies and TV shows, or animals.
Wow. Well, this is exciting. This is a whole new avenue of fun.
Yes.
So the Akinator, backed by popular demand.
Absolutely.
We should test it out on a fairly straightforward thing.
If we got new listeners to this podcast for the very first time, do we need to explain what the Akinator is?
Tell us what the Akinator is exactly.
It's basically an app that you answer yes and no to and probably and don't know and the five answers that Trev can never remember. And then it will ultimately guess exactly what you're thinking of. And it's right, I'd say 99 times out of 100.
Well, I did beat it with Eli Wallach.
You beat it because you knew sod all about Eli Wallach.
I knew loads about it. I had these Wikipedia page open and everything. Right?
I'm not going into that again. Right. Wallachgate.
So what are we going to do? So we should start with, what were the things again? Animals?
No, it's characters, objects, movies and TV shows, animals.
Right. Well, we should go for a TV show?
Okay, so you think of a TV show and I will ask the questions.
Right, I'm going to think of a TV show. Now,
there could be a movie as well.
Okay. Again, I'm going to think of something really obscure. Like, really obscure.
Okay, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But just please make sure you know enough about said film or TV show to answer the questions.
Okay, all right. Let me think. Well, we don't know. Is this an American app? Is it going to know British TV shows?
I think so.
Okay, so that's not a problem.
I think it's sort of the more people play it, the more it learns. So if it becomes internationally popular, then it'll just get smarter and smarter.
Okay.
Is the idea, I think.
Right. So I'm going to think of a TV show, and I guess it can be quite obscure.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So I don't mind it being obscure, so long as you know enough about it.
Okay, well, I've thought of a TV show. I'm going to open up the the Wikipedia page for it.
Oh, this is not a good start,
just,
Triv.
No, just... No, no. You're starting off with a negative attitude.
Well, and, you clearly don't know about it then.
Well, no, I remember watching it. So, I, you know, this is just to stir the memory as I watch it. So, yeah, let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Right. Okay. We've hit the challenge button. Oh, for goodness sake, it's asking me to review it. I've only just opened it. Don't ask me anymore. Right, sorry, I'm just having a bit of a fight with my phone.
Well, you really... There's something about this game that brings out a side of you I don't like.
Why don't you ask me to read things and do reviews? Just let me play the game. Right, question number one. Does your movie or TV show have characters with superpowers?
No.
Okay, good, good, good. I like a nice... certain answer. Is it a movie or a TV show for children?
No. I'm going to say no.
A lot of hesitation on that. I don't know why that was such a challenging question.
No, it's not. It's not really. I mean, I don't remember if there was any swearing in it. Probably not. But I'm sure a child could watch this. I'm sure it's probably child friendly, but it's not aimed at children.
Yeah, or no. is it an American TV show or movie?
No. No, it's not. The reason I hesitated was because it did go out in America, but under another name. But
okay.
Anyway, that's beside the point. You just need no, don't you? No.
That's right. You're learning. Yeah. Does your movie or TV show take place in India?
No.
Right, that's good. Well, that'll send the progress bar up a little bit, actually. That's good.
Okay.
Does your movie or TV show take place in Asia?
I mean, is it going to give me every country?
I don't know what... Listen, I just read the questions.
And I mean, it's all very well... Okay, no.
Thank you. Does your movie or TV show take place in Spain?
It's just doing it... I mean, this is ludicrous.
I'm actually inclined to agree with you at this point.
No, it's not. It's not taking place in Spain.
Just all that sent the progress bar shooting back down.
How many countries in the world? Only another 600 to go.
Well, let's get another one off. Does your movie or TV show take place in Great Britain?
Yes.
Hey!
Yes.
Right. Thank God for that. Right.
Although I don't know if the American, whether there was an American remake or whether it just went out in America. I don't know that bit.
Maybe. We're thinking of your show, your English show.
Yeah, okay. So, right. Yeah, English.
Focus on what you've picked, not if there was a possible remake.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
With a slightly different name. Right. Is the main character of your movie or TV show a teenager?
No.
Okay. Is it a funny movie or TV show?
Yes, it was a sitcom. Yes, very funny.
You know, not to criticise the game itself here.
Yeah.
But couldn't or shouldn't question one be, is it a movie? And then we can stop all this movie or TV show that I'm having to read out every single question.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but it's not logical, is it?
No, but you'd think logic would help. But anyway, right. So, sorry, you said yes, it was funny.
What was the question?
Is it funny?
Yes, it's funny. Yes.
This is getting hard work. Is the main character a girl?
No.
Okay. Are there many deaths in your movie or TV show?
Bloody yeah. I mean, it's gone very dark.
It does occasionally.
All of a sudden, it's, oh, how many deaths in it? No deaths. No deaths at all.
Okay. Was your movie or TV show released after 2010?
No.
Okay. Is it a movie or a TV... right. For the sake of the podcast, I'm going to stop saying movie or TV show because it's doing my head in. is it with a comic duo?
No, not really. I mean, no. Not really.
Are we saying no or probably not?
No, definitely no. No, it's not a duo. It's not like Ant and Dec or anything.
Right. Okay. is it part of a movie or a TV show series?
Well, what do you mean?
I was going to stop saying movie or TV show, but...
Yeah. It's a TV series. Yes, it was a series.
So it was part of a series. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Does your show take place in a hotel?
Oh, he's thinking it's 40 Towers. No, it doesn't take part in a hotel.
Okay. Feature students?
No.
Trev, this is question 17. I don't think we'll have made any progress.
It's a most obscure TV show I can think of. I mean, no one ever remembers this show.
Does it feature a trio of friends? You know nothing about this.
No, I do. I mean, they weren't really friends, I wouldn't say. And when you say trio of friends, I would say probably not. Just to appease your, you know, ways when it comes to answering these questions.
Oh, well, I've said probably not. The next question is it about cars?
No, nothing about cars.
He's pulling a very pained face.
Not, I mean, he's not going to get this.
You think?
Okay. Yeah, I think I've beaten this thing more than once now.
Was it released in the 1980s?
No.
Is there a pregnant woman?
Oh, well, I don't think there was a pregnant woman in it.
Well, was there ever a plot line about a pregnant woman?
Not, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you here. I don't really remember that much about the...
Oh, Trev!
I think the episodes as such. I just remember the sort of theme of the thing. But no, I would have remembered a pregnant woman, surely. That would have been.
Okay, so we're saying no.
I would definitely remember. Probably not.
So we're saying probably not?
Well, probably not. I can't say...
Are we that. Probably not saying probably not, or probably, are we saying probably not?
I think probably not.
Right.
I can't say with any certainty one way or the other.
Does it involve a baby?
Again.
The chances of that after it not...
I don't know.
That's a stupid question to ask after we just said no to there being a... I suppose maybe it isn't a stupid question. I'm getting very worked up and it's hot in here.
It wasn't like... That wasn't like the thrust of the show. It wasn't about babies, if that's what he's getting at.
Does it involve a baby?
I don't think so. No, probably not.
Can you please pick an answer? We had this problem last time. I'm saying probably not.
Let's go no.
I've just hit probably not because it was the last thing you said.
No, that'll do. That's fine. Yeah.
Is there a wedding in the thing?
Again, I don't know. I don't know if there's a wedding.
I don't know. Okay, I've committed to that. We're moving on. This is taking forever.
I was just thinking of the episode titles. It doesn't look like there's any wedding thing in there, no.
Are there scenes of nudity?
Whoa. No.
That's a very strange noise you made there.
Well, it's so pervy. So pervy. No, there was no nudity in it. I can tell you that for sure.
Does it take place in the countryside?
No.
Is the main character a boy?
Well, when you say boy, I mean, do you mean male? Or are we talking a child boy?
I'm assuming... I would interpret that as a child, a boy child, a child boy.
When a child is born. No.
Okay. Does the main character wear glasses?
Now, again, I'm not entirely sure here. Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. You know, we're not even halfway at the progress bar. He looks like he's going to have a stroke. I'm going to have a rage
fit.
Why
is he not guessing anything?
Well, because you've picked something that you don't know anything about. Is it a movie with a happy ending?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it had like.
Is that linked to the nudity question?
Well, that's why I remember it. Well, there was no nudity in it. Well, the thing is, there were individual episodes. There wasn't like a conclusion as such in that sense. So, I mean.
You can say no if the answer's no.
Well, let's say no then. Yeah,
but then is it going to think it has a bad ending?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't like necessarily a sad ending. Yeah,
I don't know why I'm leading the witness here. Pick an answer.
Well, what were the options again? No,
they're the same five options. probably not. I don't know. Yes or no?
I don't know.
Right,
go for I don't know on that one.
Is there a gay romance in your movie or TV show?
Again, no, don't think so. Probably not.
Right, probably you just not. Hit three options there. Yeah, you've never hit three before. I don't know. No, probably not.
Well, let's go. I don't know.
Did you see this show?
Yes, but only once. It's never been repeated.
And you can't remember if there's a gay subplot in it.
Well, no, there wasn't. There wasn't. I'm pretty sure there wouldn't have been. But it's like I saw this once. It was never repeated. You know,
right.
That's why
what answer am I committing
so
to?
What was it? I don't know.
Is it award-winning?
No, I don't know. It didn't win any awards, no. It's a definite no.
Is it the story of a couple?
No.
Trev, do you see... Oh, it's got a guess.
Right.
Well done, it says. Yes. This is your first rare... What?
What?
Oh, with...
Is it admitting defeat?
Is what it just, the hell is it doing?
Well, what's wrong with it?
Sorry. It wants me to pay money.
What do you mean it wants you to pay money?
I can't believe it. It says, well done. This is your first rare movie / TV show. Discover your movie / TV show and the possible Aki Award. Let's see. It's a free access offered. So and then it says, buy a premium potion.
Well, I don't want to buy a premium potion.
To stop seeing this screen and ads in the app, play without limits.
Well, what now?
What? Sorry, for the listeners who've had to sit through for no payoff, not even a guess.
So what's it just, is it just like down tools? Is it just like, I'm not doing any more until you pay up? Is that what, is it going on strike, basically?
It's not even guessed. It's not given me an opportunity to
carry on
the game. And now it's reverted back to question one.
No.
Does your character have superheroes? Ah!
No way.
What? Right, this is... I tell you whose fault this is. This is John's fault, well, the listener who got in touch and said carrying on with the fucking Akinator.
I mean, if we weren't so skinflints, it seems that John has paid for the version where it gets his sex toys. He's like, he's got the sex toy version. We haven't. Well, that's it. I've beaten it then. You know, that's it. I'm not having this. It's not one.
I'm just trying to get me to pay again. No, go away. I'm closing the app.
Unbelievable.
That's the end of the Akinator.
Right, well, I've given you... Like, you need to take its place now. So you're going to have to play the game. So you'll probably need to have a guess now. Then we wrap the whole thing up and forget it never happened.
It's going to be something really old and obscure. Love Thy Neighbour.
Love Thy Neighbour. No.
No. I bet you have never heard of whatever the hell you're thinking of.
It was called... it was called The Peter Principle.
What? What the hell was that? Right.
It was a sitcom that ran between 1995 and 2000 on the BBC. It starred Jim Broadbent. In the States, it went out as The Boss. And... Jim Broadbent played a guy called Peter who was just useless, and it was a sitcom. It was basically an office about this inept boss promoting people beyond their capabilities. That's what the Peter Principle is.
And it sounds terrible.
Well, it's never been repeated anywhere. I've never seen it since the day it finished broadcasting, but that's what I was thinking of.
Wow. I'm going to have to look that up, because Jim Broadbent's a good actor, isn't he?
Yeah. I think he's Oscar-winning, or he's Oscar-nominated, presumably. I don't know if he's won an Oscar. But there we go. So
I quite want to watch Peter Principle.
Well, find it. So the Akinator is turned out to be a money-grabbing bastard.
Yes, it is. I might delete it in a fit of pique.
And I've beaten it.
Yes, you have. And I'm on your side this week. I heard an absolutely unbelievable story this week. The wife was flicking through... The wife. Mrs. Ben was flicking through...
It turned into like some 1980s northern comic.
I know, I've got to keep an eye on that, because that wasn't like an affectation. That I genuinely, without irony, just said, the wife.
And it won't be long before you begin, her indoors.
She was flicking through TikTok. I'm not sure much about TikTok, but she seems to like it.
TikTok's like a thing where it's a bit like... It's like you can put videos up to about a minute, I think. It's like Vine, but you can go up to a minute, I think.
And it's responsible for children everywhere constantly flailing around and dancing, and it's doing my head in.
But also, anyway. It's having a massive impact. So a bit of my work that I do every week is putting together some stuff for Top of the Pops on the BBC, right?
Right.
And I found out this week that TikTok plays a big part in some songs getting into the charts, because there are all these challenges that are set on TikTok, and they're set to music, and so people then download that song to do the challenge, and then that song gets in the charts.
Oh.
So TikTok's like a big thing. If you're down with the kids...
Well, clearly I'm not.
And then TikTok's the place to be.
Well, it isn't all just music. Sometimes you get funny little bits on there and amazing stories. And the Mrs. Herb one, I've done it again. I've called her the Mrs.
The Mrs. The missus, the wife.
What's happening to me today?
The missus and the wife are indoors.
Mrs. Ben.
The trouble and strife.
And Mrs. Ben came up to me and said, I've just heard this amazing story. And she told me it. And I thought, no, that can't be true. And I looked into it. And it turns out it is true.
Okay.
And it's the story of Marjorie McCall.
Marjorie McCall.
Does that name ring a bell?
No.
It's a woman who died in the 1890s.
And keep it light and keep it topical, yeah.
Wrong on both. Right. And basically, because they thought she died of a fever, her family were responsible and they buried her very, very quickly. The problem was, it was well known that she had a very expensive wedding ring.
Right.
And grave robbers were prevalent at the time. And they dug her up, opened up a coffin, and went for the ring. But they couldn't get it off. Are you wondering where this is going?
Well, yes.
They decided the best thing to do would be chop off her finger.
Right. How long after burial was this?
This would have been within hours, I would assume, a day.
There's still flesh upon bone.
Yes, yes, yes. Very recently buried.
Right, okay.
They decided to try and cut the finger off, and the moment they began, she sat bolt upright and screamed.
Wow.
They ran away.
Yeah.
It turned out she hadn't actually died. She had fallen into a coma, briefly, and they had incorrectly buried her.
Fucking hell.
She came back to her house, knocked on the door in her familiar way. Legend has it, this bit of the story varies depending where you check. The husband said to the child, I swear, if I didn't know she was dead, I would say that was your mother. He opens the door, sees his wife back from the dead, has a heart attack, falls down and dies, and is buried in the grave that was originally dug for her.
What? This isn't true. This isn't a true story.
Well, there's some stories vary a bit, saying he didn't die, his hair turned white overnight. I don't know. It seems a little bit far-fetched to think he was put in the same grave as her. I don't know.
That bit I can believe, that if you bought the plot, this is 18, whatever you said it was, a plot of land going to cost you a lot of money, you might as well use it. You've got the coffin, shove
it in. It's going free.
Exactly, but yeah. The rest of it I just can't buy. I can't buy that somebody, I mean, I know it happens that people have been wrongly declared dead when
this is the 19th century, to be fair.
Yeah, but I mean, even a doctor then would know the prominent life signs. Do you know what I mean?
I couldn't find any evidence of this being faked, and it was even reported on the BBC. And apparently, and I've seen the picture of it, on her grave it says Marjorie McCall. Lived once, buried twice.
Wow. I mean, it's a cracking tale.
Isn't it?
It's a cracking tale. I don't believe bits of it, but if you can't, if you're telling me it's true, I've got to believe it. But I mean,
I think the main thrust of the story is definitely true. She was buried, dug up. She was the woman who was buried twice, essentially. That bit is all true. I don't know. I can't verify the credibility of all the husband dying of shock and being put in the same grave. That I can't verify. But I like to think it's true. But I mean, not for him. That sounds really horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, I hope he did. I hope he.
You know what I mean?
I hope he
for an
died
amazing story.
Of shock. And yeah. But I have heard stories of people being declared dead. I mean, there was one only this week, funny enough, that I saw. So basically, the family of this man broke into a morgue because they didn't believe he was dead, I think is it, and they found him in the morgue, alive.
Now, aren't you shitting all over your own, a doctor wouldn't do this, this wouldn't happen even in the 19th century, and now it's happening in 2020?
Well, the thing is, there are...
You've blown your own argument to shreds.
Well, there are still shit doctors somewhere. Still getting the odd. But there are cases where there was one I read a few years ago where this happened, where a woman was declared dead and she woke up in the morgue, and she had this. It's a very rare condition where all the signs are that you're dead, but you're not. You are in a very deep coma. So presumably old Marjorie McCall, or whatever her name was, maybe that's what she had.
Can you be a little bit more respectful, whatever her name was?
Well, whatever her name was. I mean, you're, talk about respect, you're hoping the husband dropped dead for a bit of a laugh, because that adds... Well, do we know the husband's name? Not, you don't even know his name.
Mr. McCall?
So earlier on, you were giving me some auction items that you thought I might be interested in. We got halfway through the list. Should we pick up with some more auction items?
Yeah, the next item on the list is Elvis Presley's underwear.
Elvis's underwear.
And I can confirm, unwashed.
Ooh.
Worn by him during his 1977 concert. How much do you think?
Well, what year?
1977.
So the year of his death. So we're talking
that must up the value.
Well, it would up the value, but we're also talking very sweaty. You know, if you've seen pictures of Elvis in his last concert, very sweaty underwear. I mean...
Has this week's podcast taken an unusually death theme that we haven't really planned?
Yeah, we certainly didn't plan it, but it's the way it's gone.
The death podcast.
The death podcast. So I think they'd be very desirable. When I say desirable, you know, I'm just saying they've got a lot of worth because of their historical value. Some people would see them desirable in other areas, I'm sure.
I can tell you, they failed to sell for the asking price.
Wow, okay. Well, the asking price was probably huge. I'm going to say they were on the market for $400,000.
11 grand.
11 grand.
For Isn't Elvis's, that amazing?
If I was a rich person, I'd buy them.
If I had millions, yeah. I'd throw 11 grand just as a talking point.
Yeah.
So that when people come into your house, you can say, look... Do you know what that is?
I'd have them
framed. That's Elvis's shitty pants.
We don't know if they're shitty, do we?
I mean, I don't know how clean he was.
They're not the ones he was wearing when he died on the toilet. And they're not those, are they?
It doesn't say.
I've Could seen, be. I think I saw once on the Antiques Roadshow Queen Victoria's bloomers for sale, and I'm sure there was a bit of a stain on those. But anyway.
Well, again, I'd say that should up the price because... You know, if you're saying he died in 77,
yeah.
You've got a 1 in 365 shot of them being the death pants.
The death pants, the ones he was wearing on the toilet as he met his end.
And if you're a millionaire, that's got to be worth a punt for 11 grand, isn't it?
Surely the current owners of the pants, whether they're the Elvis Presley estate or whether it's... You'd make more of a meal of that. You'd say these are... The death pants. These are the pants he was wearing on the, you know, or not wearing. These are the pants that were around his ankles as he as he ate his final burger up on the throne.
So you and I would both buy it, and we'd both part with 11 grand if we were both millionaires.
I'd have them. I'd have them framed in the hallway.
Lovely.
What a brilliant icebreaker when somebody comes around.
What about Britney Spears' hair?
Not interested. Not interested.
No?
She shaved her head. There's loads of that probably available. I wouldn't give a shit about that. And I'd imagine that's... I mean, there are people that will buy it. It's probably only going for hundreds. I'm going to say 250 quid.
It was put on sale for $1 million.
$1 million?
However, the website deemed that a bit too pricey, so removed it.
Quite right. So did it not go?
No, I think it was removed. Didn't sell.
Wow. So there's still some Britney Spears hair somewhere on a shelf.
A bag. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the future, that might be worth more.
Yeah. Well, sticking with the hair theme, Abraham Lincoln's hair.
Now you're talking.
A lock of Abraham Lincoln's hair.
Yeah. And I bet it was cut after he'd been shot.
In auction in Dallas, Texas, which had been removed by the Surgeon General Joseph Barnes after Lincoln's assassination.
Yeah, so that would be worth having. And that's going to be quite a good price for that, I think. So,
I think I can lift the lid a little bit and tell you that the price the seller was expecting was a lot more reasonable than Britney Spears' hair seller.
Right, so, yeah, I think Abraham Lincoln, a lock of hair, I'd have it. If I had the money, I'd have it. And I'm going to say $300,000.
25 grand.
25 grand.
I told you they were being a lot more reasonable than Britney Seller.
25 grand.
So I'm assuming that's the same as your Elvis pants. If you were a millionaire, you'd throw 25 grand at that?
Yeah, and I'd have that in a bell jar.
Okay.
And it would be on like a plinth under a bell jar in my little death gallery.
Okay, what about air from a Kanye West concert?
Well, it'd be a load of hot air, presumably. Not interested at all.
There were Ziploc bags.
Ziploc bag.
Again, yeah.
Like, how can you prove that this is going? This is like Brad and Angelina's breath.
Yeah, it failed to sell. I'll spoil that for you.
So I'm not interested. But Kanye West, you know, he's overinflated ego. He's not selling it, presumably. But it's the asking price was probably a lot. I'm going to say it was on the market for 100 grand.
No, it's a very specific price. It's $60,100.
$60,100, but it didn't sell.
It failed to sell.
Fucking hell. Okay.
The last one, which I've saved for you, because I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
Winston Churchill's dentures.
Oh, right. Well, I'm having these.
Winston Churchill's gold-plated dentures went up for auction at Key's sales room in Norfolk, England in 2010. And they were sold... for how much?
Right.
We've established you want them.
I want them. And do we know at what era he wore these? I mean, were these teeth that he wore as he made those famous wartime speeches? You know, as he, you know, never in
round. I knew we couldn't be far away from the impression.
So much, we know, why so many? Do so few. Right. If he was wearing them as he made that speech, amazing.
Sadly, the line I've read you, other than the actual price reveal, is the only bit of information I have.
It's not enough information, but I'm still having them. Churchill's teeth. That sounds like it should be like a phrase of exclamation as well, doesn't it? You know, like when you want to say bloody hell, you go, Churchill's teeth.
I'm having that.
I'm hoping I'm going to say this in response to the price. Churchill's teeth, I'm going to say, they're probably not much though. I'm going to say $6,000.
Oh, no, you need a bit more money for that.
Oh, really?
£15,200.
£15,200. Yeah, I'll have them. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder how much money you'd need in the bank to justify spending 15 grand of it on Churchill's dentures.
Well, you'd have to be a millionaire, wouldn't you? Because it would need to be almost pocket change. But again, look at what I've got. I could now open my house up. I've got Elvis's death pants framed. I've got Abraham Lincoln's death hair in a bell jar. And now I've got teeth from Churchill, which are in...
also dead.
They're in a glass sort of container, like a square glass box. They're floating. They've been embedded in glass.
I see what you're doing here.
They're on a plinth.
You're a genius. You've decided to buy all these items, invest in it, then you're going to make sort of Trevor's Museum of the Macabre, and then you're going to sell tickets and admit people in and make a fortune.
Yeah, tell you what, I'm a winner every way you look at this.
You'll probably be up on the deal.
Are we going to give the Sackinator one last go?
I don't want to.
Is he going to ask you for money? It's like some sort of computerized whore.
I'm reluctantly reopening the app. Are we going to go for an object?
You go for an object.
Okay, have you thought of an object?
I've got an object in mind.
And presumably we won't need the Wikipedia page open for this object?
No, I would tell you as much as I know about this object.
Okay, right. God, why am I doing this to myself? Is it electronic?
Yes, it's electronic.
Do you think people enjoy listening to this?
No.
Does it have a relation with sex? He wasn't wrong, was he, John? John was not lying.
It's heard it's electric. The Akinator is going, right, it's got to be a vibrator. yes, of course it has.
This has got to do with sex.
We've been leading the whole thing to.
Does it have a relation with video games?
No.
Okay. Does it usually come in pairs? please don't do the obvious joke about coming in pairs.
You presumably you can buy them as a set, yeah, two for one or whatever, if there's a special deal.
Does it usually come in pairs?
But I've never bought them. I don't think they usually do, no.
So we're saying no?
No.
Is it punctured? Is that right? Have I misread that? No. Is it punctured?
No.
God, by what? Does it... What sort of question is this? Does it urinate?
No.
I didn't think it would.
No.
Oh, for goodness sake, the filth! Can we suck it?
Yes.
you can suck it.
If you want, yeah.
Do we invite people in it?
What do you mean?
I'm assuming it might be wondering if you've got some sort of
sex dungeon.
Swing or no, dungeon or something.
No, yeah, I mean, you don't invite people in it. No.
No, okay. Is it baked in the oven? I was not expecting that question.
No, that's a very odd question. No.
Can it contain thousands of people?
Well, it can if you want it to. Well, it itself doesn't, no.
Okay. Can it give birth?
No, what is...
We've established it's a sex toy, haven't we?
Yeah, well, surely we've established that.
Does it have short hair?
I tell you what it's doing. It's just playing for time. It's going to start asking for fucking money. Does it have short hair? No.
Is it used to carry something?
No. Well, maybe it carries pleasure.
I think of...
Yeah?
We've got a guess.
Yeah?
Now, hang on a minute.
Yeah?
It says, I think of
yeah.
a sex toy. We established it. We told you it was a sex toy. Question two or
it's
something.
It's not good enough. It's not good enough. I was thinking of a vibrator.
That well, to be fair, it is showing me a picture of a vibrator. Why am
you
I doing
are
this?
You're so excited about it, aren't you? You can't even
No, I'm wondering how I'm going to explain why if Mrs. Ben picks up my phone,
well, the wife,
all over it.
It's no different to normal. Come on, mate. She knows what's on your phone.
So,
are we giving it the win?
Yes, it is a sex toy, but we told it was a sex toy at the beginning. So,
not specific enough for my liking.
Yeah, he looks quite smug as well.
Oh yeah, is he sitting on it? Well, there we are. That's just about it for another Trev and Ben podcast. Just before we go, something we forgot to do last week was just a quick roundup of The Invisible Man, which you were going to watch.
Oh, yeah, I did watch it, and it was really good.
Okay, so The Invisible Man. I said I was going to look up whether it was related to the original story. I don't believe it is from what I read.
It definitely wasn't related to the original story, but there was a couple of nice little nods to the original.
Okay, all right, so The Invisible Man is good to see. I've got a couple of other little recommendations.
Okay.
One is... The Kemp's All True, which is a spoof documentary starring Gary and Martin Kemp from Spandau Ballet, with Rhys Thomas as the interviewer and producer. It's probably the funniest thing I've seen this year.
It's a spoof documentary where they play themselves?
Yes, they play some exaggerated versions of themselves. It's on the BBC iPlayer. It is absolutely hilarious. I haven't laughed as much at anything this year as I did at that, so that is very, very good. And the other thing I just want to recommend, again, it's on the BBC iPlayer, I think, called Marvelous, which is a true story about this guy who became the kit man for Stoke City. And it is just a fantastically warm and moving piece of television. So if you can track that down, I recommend that.
Okay, I'll give that a go.
So there we are. That's about it for this week. Thanks very much for listening and downloading. Don't forget you can get in touch with us anytime on Twitter. We're at Trev and Ben, and we'll catch you again next week. Till then, stay safe, stay well, take it easy.
Bye.